Sacramento area businesses felt the impact of coronavirus concerns this week as a variety of events were canceled or postponed. We're going to bring in the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich now to talk about this. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Let's start with a big one. No more Sacramento Kings games for a while.
Yeah, the NBA suspended its season Wednesday after a Utah Jazz player tested positive for the coronavirus. This means the Sacramento Kings won't be playing any games at Golden 1 Center for the near future, which could hurt nearby businesses.
Yeah, and there are a lot of restaurants and bars around Golden 1 Center in downtown Sacramento.
That's right. We don't know exactly how severe the impact will be, but the many restaurants that surround the arena generally depend on those Kings games as a big source of business. This poses an additional setback in an already challenging local restaurant climate.
And then there's the cancellation of the NCAA tournaments, which means no March Madness games at Golden 1 Center, which were scheduled to happen next Friday and Sunday. Now, Golden 1 Center has hosted these college games before, right?
Yeah, in 2017.
Do you know what kind of economic impact those games had on the city?
There was actually a pretty significant economic impact, more than $4 million.
So that was 3 years ago. I'm thinking the city was probably counting on an even bigger economic impact from this year's games.
That's right. The total economic impact was estimated to be more than $5 million. Around 19,000 spectators were expected to attend the Sacramento tournaments, including almost 8,000 who were expected to come from out of town. That's in addition to more than 1,000 players, coaches, and other participants.
Of course, it's not all about basketball. Coronavirus concerns have affected other businesses too.
Yeah, several other events have been impacted locally, from a flower and garden show at Cal Expo to local business networking events.
And those things bring in people from out of town. Are local hotels feeling the impact of any of these cancellations and postponements?
Earlier this week, Visit Sacramento CEO Mike Testa said he's been checking with local hotels, and so far, no one is reporting major cancellations or big dips in occupancy.
That's kind of surprising. Any particular reason why?
There are a couple reasons that so far Sacramento's tourism scene hasn't been hit as hard as places like San Francisco. Sacramento isn't a gateway for international travelers like the Bay Area is. And also, Sacramento's convention center is closed for a remodel. Conventions are generally the biggest drivers of tourism dollars to Sacramento. Still, we'll have to wait and see how all these cancellations and postponements ultimately affect the local retail and restaurant industry.
Speaking of retail and stepping away from coronavirus now, there was some pretty big retail news this week. Looks like Target wants to open a store in Midtown Sacramento.
Yeah, an application has been filed with the City of Sacramento to remodel an existing building at 1707 J Street into a Target store. I don't have too many specifics beyond that.
So 17th and J, remind me, what's around there?
It's across the street from the BevMo store. You might remember that it used to be an Office Max location.
Oh, okay, got it. That space seems smaller than other Target locations.
Yeah, last year we reported that the Midtown property is more than 23,000 square feet. Target has said in the past that its full-size stores are 130,000 square feet. But in recent years, the company has opened more small format stores, particularly in urban areas. So while smaller than other Target locations, this possible Midtown store wouldn't be out of the ordinary.
Well, what's happening in the restaurant biz?
There was a notable closure downtown. The locally owned Culinerty Kitchen has closed after less than a year of business. It's filled a space across from the La Valentina apartment and retail project. Its space was previously occupied by at least two different Mexican restaurants.
Yeah, that's not a very glitzy part of town. And do we know why the business closed?
Well, an operator of Culinerty Kitchen attributed the decision partially to location issues. He cited a lack of parking and said misconceptions about safety and homelessness in the area affected his business.
So another restaurant closure. Any new openings?
Yeah, a locally owned eatery is lined up to fill the former Blueprint space downtown at H and 8th Streets. It's a seafood restaurant called Bronston's, which has ties to Chasen's Crab Stadium in Elk Grove.
And when will that open?
It could open in the next 3 to 6 months. And this restaurant space is pretty large. It's 10,000 square feet and 2 stories. With all the challenges surrounding restaurants these days, we don't often see new businesses open in these large empty spaces.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at @SSorichSacBiz. And you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.